Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Watch out when wants become needs. There is a mistaken belief that urges or yearnings or cravings that humans have are sinful and must be quickly squelched. To that end, many will deny themselves absolutely anything that brings them pleasure. But what God creates, he calls good, and even very good. Check out the creation story in Genesis chapter 1. In one part of the creation account, we read that God created trees that were pleasing to the eye and good for food, Genesis chapter 2, verse 9. Things used in the way God created them are both good and good for us. The Creator knows the best uses, and he shares these with us. He also knows the harmful misuses, and he warns us of these. Even Lucifer was created perfect in beauty, until his craving for more than God had given him corrupted his goodness and turned him into Satan, Ezekiel chapter 28, verses 12 through 19. Satan's craving perverted his heart because he craved more than what the Creator had given him. He still uses the same tactic today. He attempts to turn a craving for a legitimate good into an irresistible, entitled pursuit for more. This is what he did with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, trying to get them to doubt God's wisdom in forbidding them from eating that one tree, Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 and 17, and chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. Adam and Eve needed food, and God gave them a craving for good food. But they didn't need the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They just wanted that forbidden fruit. When wants become needs, needs become idols. Once again, Satan tried the same strategy with Jesus. Jesus had a craving for food after 40 days of fasting, but his father said, "Not yet." Notice how Satan again tried to get Jesus to question God's wisdom with his if questions at each temptation. He even quotes a scripture out of context to try to legitimize turning a want into a need. Luke chapter 4, verses 3, 7, and 9. These longings may seem irresistible, but John counsels us, "For every child of God can obey him, defeating sin and evil pleasure by trusting Christ to help him." 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. Jesus defeated the craving for wants turned to needs by using the Word of God, and we will be wise to do the same. Luke chapter 4, verses 4, 8, and 12. When wants become needs, needs become idols. And when needs become idols, our unfulfilled cravings create anxiety. And when anxiety persists, sin is usually not too far behind. So any anxiety in our hearts should alert us to the idols of wants turned to needs. In other words, make sure what you are calling needs aren't just wants in disguise. How can you do this? By asking yourself these four questions. 1. Is this an earthly craving or an eternal craving? Cravings for earthly things will ultimately fail because this world is temporary. 1 John chapter 2, verse 17. 2. If I don't get this thing, will I die? If I answer no, it's probably a want. 3. Will this craving bring me closer to God? Jesus said, "Your Father knows what you need before you ask him." Matthew chapter 6, verse 8. So let's ask ourselves, if this longing is fulfilled, will it make me more dependent on God? If the answer is no, then it's probably a want. And 4, will this craving glorify God's name? Jesus taught us to begin our prayer with an attitude of longing for God's name to be glorified. Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. We can definitely spot wants we've turned into needs when we are looking for personal gain. Check out this verse from the prophet Isaiah. "And therefore the Lord earnestly waits, expecting, looking, and longing to be gracious to you. And therefore he lifts himself up, that he may have mercy on you and show loving kindness to you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied are all those who earnestly wait for him, who expect and look and long for him, for his victory, his favor, his love, his peace, his joy, and his matchless, unbroken companionship." Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18, out of the Amplified Bible. God longs to be gracious to you, so he puts cravings in your heart that can only be satisfied by his presence. Lucifer and Adam and Eve all lost God's matchless, unbroken companionship when they tried to appease the wants-turned-to-needs idol. It doesn't have to be like that for us. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you spot those wrong cravings and turn them into cravings that only God can satisfy. If you've missed any of the messages in our series called Craving, I've shared a link to all of those messages in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtons.com.